Okay, we're starting Daf Hamad Aleph. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, we're four lines down in the two dots. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Shimon Lakish. Which Levi Bar Chama quotes Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Reish Lakish. It's going to be two statements here from him. The Olam Yargizar Miyetzer Tov Yitzhara. A person should always get his Yitzhar Tov angry at his Yitzhara. Shema Rigzu. If you get angry, Al Techato, then you'll never sin. The Imnatchum Moto Vidate will defeat the Yitzhara. Awesome. That's great. The Imlav, Yasavatora. If not, you got to learn Torah to get rid of Yitzhara. Shema Imru Bavavchem, you got to say it in your heart. Imnatchum Moto, if you're able to defeat it, awesome. The Imlav, Yikokreishma, you got to recreate it. Imnatchum Moto, if you're able to defeat it that way. Great. The Imlav, Yiskolayam Lamisa, you should remind the Yitzhara of the day of death. Shema of Domusela. So there are four things you can do in order to make sure you don't sin. Either get yourself angry at Yitzhara, learn Torah, read Kriya Shema, or remind yourself of that. Second statement. There are five parts of this pasuk. I gave you the Luchos Avin, number one. Number two is the Torah. Number three is the Mitzvah. Number four, Shekasavti. Number five, Lachorosam. Luchos Eluos Erzadir was either the Ten Commandments. Torah, Zemikra, the three front of the Chumash itself. Now, Mitzvah, Zumishna. Shekasavti, Levim, Ksum, the Nach. Lachorosam, Zegimara. Torah, Shabal Peh. Rash says, interesting over here, Zegimara, Svaras, Tamiya, Mishnai is the reasoning behind the reasons, the Havana behind the reasons of the Mishnayos, Shemeni Yotahol Ra, in which one can paskin. Malamid, Shekul Nusin, Lamoshe Misena. All this was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Okay. Now we have statements from Rabbi Yitzchak. Two statements from Rabbi Yitzchak. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak from the two dots. Kolakor Kriyash Ma'amit Tesu Kilo Olchis Charav Shosh Dei Pios B'yado. Anybody reads Kriyash Ma'amita, like we talked about at the beginning, at the top of the daf, it's like he's holding a sword of two different sides in his hand to be able to destroy the demons. Shnamu Romos Obik Bronam, when they exalt the God in their throats and they say Kriyash Ma'amita, Charav Pios B'yadam, they have this double-edged sword in their hands. My mashma, how do you know that's talking about Kriyash Ma'amita? I'm Rezertavitim Ravashi. Rabbi Marzur says some say it's Ravashi. Mi Reisha, you know, look at the beginning of the puzzle. They should sing, these chassidim should sing for their honor, the honor of their soul. They should sing on their bed. So what do you sing on your bed? The only thing is Kriya Shema Lamita, and then you have this double-edged sword. Second statement of Amrabi Yitzchak, anybody reads Kriya Shema Lamita, then demons stay away from it. These sons of demons, they will lift up their wings and fly. That if you blink your eye at it, it's already gone. So even though it says the word hisif, as in blinking your eye at it, the word oaf reappears over here. So you have bu oaf, they could be lifted up, the demons could be lifted up by learning to remain Rasha of the Mazikin. Rasha refers to Mazikin, Harinosh, and Mezei Rav, Ilchom, Rasha of Ketamiri. It says in Hazinu, Mezei Rav. These, it literally means people that lose their hair and hunger, and they fight against the demons, Ketamirir, and Ketamirir is the name of a demon that we're going to mention later on in Shas. Amar Rishim Ben Lakish. Now we have a third statement over here, not from Rabbi Yitzchak, but Rishim Ben Lakish. Kolo is a Bator Yisurin B'dei Limino. Anybody who learns Torah, his Yisurin will go away from Shnom B'nei Rashi Agbi Oth, Eino V'lo Torah, Oif refers to Torah, as we said, Shnom Yisiv V'nechabo V'enenu, and Rashi V'lo Yisurin. Rashi is not demons, Rashi is Yisurin. Bad tribulations, trials and tribulations, Amar Zeb Rav L'chumi Rashi. Amar the Rabbi Yochanan, how if you lose Nekosha Beis Rav Yonan, so wait a second, you don't need that Pasuk in Tehillim to tell you that. Even little kids know that. Shnom Rav Yomri Shemati Shemal Kolo Shemal Kecho, right, if you listen to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yashar Bein Avtaseh, and you do what's right in his eyes. And you listen to his mitzvahs. All the sicknesses and all the bad things that I gave to Mitzrayim, I'm not going to put upon you because I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu, your doctor. So that, I don't need this pasuk to tell me that. Anybody who's able to learn Torah and doesn't learn Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him Yisurin that are going to be disgusting, and they're going to hurt him very badly. I was silent. Dumia, I didn't say anything at all when it came to Torah. I stopped doing Tov, and then all my hurts, my illnesses got really bad. Tov refers to Torah. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like people. When a guy sells something to his friend, so the seller is sad, but the buyer is happy. When he gives the Torah to the Jews, he's happy. I gave a good lekach to Bnei Yisrael. Don't forsake my Torah. He's happy to give it to Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say over here that he's happy, but it means he's telling them it's lekach tonus atalem. He's telling them how good of a mekach it is. Please don't waste it. Don't squander it. Okay. New statement. Amar Rav Avitim Rav Chista. Rav says in the name of Rav Chista. Some say it's Rav Chista. Rav Adam Shisurin. But if a person sees that he has Yisurin, Yifash Maisa. First thing you should do, check out your deeds. What did I do wrong? Shnamar Nechbetzer Archeinim and Akaira. We will search our ways and we will investigate and Ashuva L'Hashem so we do tshuva. Pishrei V'lamatzah. Let's say you search through your deeds. You can't find anything wrong. See, Yitlu B'Bitzel Torah. Assume that it's from Bitzel Torah. That's what a person should do. What else? Good vision, Ma'ashrei Gevur Shegetzer Nukal. Happy is a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given Yisurin to, and so Rasul Salam Dinu, so that you can learn Torah properly. If you do so, you don't find anything wrong. Yadur Shesur Shalavahin, then you'll know it's Yisurin Shalavahin, Shemek Yisurin Yahavashem, Yochia, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Musar, gives Yisurin to people that he loves. Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Skar Rav, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Skar Rav, Amar Rav Huna, from Rav quotes, Rav Skar quotes, Rav Huna, Kol Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chavetz Mudak Yisurin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, you're going to get Yisurin. Shema Hashem Chafetz, Dak Ohei Chali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, he hits them down with the six. Wait a second. Maybe even if a person doesn't accept it, me'ava, he just gets these yisurin. It's going to keep doing it. No. Only if you make yourself guilty. Ma'ashim ledas, afyusun ledas. Yisurin only happen when a person has das and he wants to accept them. In kibla maskaro, if he accepts them, what's the schar that he gets? Yerizaro, yerachyamim. He's going to see very good children. He'll have length of days. Not only that, but his learning will be miskayim in his hands. He'll be able to keep his learning going. And a Kadosh Baruch will desire in his hands, and it'll be matzliach, and everything will happen through there. So that's the schar. The schar is you'll have children, length of days, and you'll be able to remember your Torah. That's what happens if you accept the Yisroel with Ava. Pligi ba Rav Yaakov Rav Racha Bar Chanina. Chanra Eloim Yisroel Shel Ava. The argument between Rav Yaakov Rav Racha Bar Chanina is what are Yisroel Shel Ava? One says, Kol Shem Mevatel Torah. As long as you're not Mevatel Torah, that's Yisroel Shel Ava. You might be in pain, you might be really hurt, there might be bad things happening, but if you're able to learn Torah, then you're fine. The Imkibel Maskorov, and you accept them. What's the schar? Yerazara, Yarach Yam. So we say, so happy is a person that has these Yisurin and learns the Torah of Hashem. These are Yisurin Shalava. This is if you're not able to be able to be Mevatel Tefillah. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not remove my Tefillah from me. That's why. So his Chesed will be with me at all times. Then you know it's Yisurin Shalava because I was still able to daven. Rabbi Abba, the son of Rechi Baraba, quotes Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Altrik Islam Denu Ela Silam Denu. Dorzat Torah Salam Denu. This is something that we learn from your Torah itself. Cover Chom Yishen Va'ayim. We learn it out from Shane and Ayim. Ma'ashiv Ayim Shane Echon Mevar Shal Adam Evid Yotem El Chayrus. If I knock out the tooth or the eye of my Evid Kenani, he goes out free with them. Yisurin Shemarkin Kol Shal Adam Alachas Kam Bevakamo. Yisurin, which cleanse the body of a person and hurt everybody of the person even more so. So I can learn if that sends an Evid free and allows an Evid to go free if I beat him up. Right, if I knock out his eye or I knock out his tooth, then even more so if it's Yisurin Shemarkin Kol Gufa Shel Adam, then it should be perfectly fine. It should be the exact same thing that we should go free if we have Yisurin. Okay, Hainer Rav Shimon Lakish, that's what Rav Shimon Lakish says. Number Rav Shimon Lakish, number Bris Melech, number Bris Yisurin. It says Bris twice, once by salt, once by Yisurin. Number Bris Melech, just below Sashim Melech Bris. Do not destroy the Melech Bris that you made with Avram Avinu, really. The number of bris b'yisurin, dechsev ilo divrei bris. These are the divrei bris that we say at the beginning of the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. Ma bris omer melach, melach metekes b'basar, just like by salt. Salt sweetens meat, right? Avris omer b'yisurin, so to by yisurin, yisurin memarkin kovin of shalvin. Yisurin have the ability to sweeten and to erase all the sins of a person, and that's how awesome yisurin are if they're treated properly and if they're accepted, and there's no either bittel Torah, bittel tefillah. Two dots on the bottom of the page, five lines off. Tanu Rishim Barichai Omer Shlosh Matanos of Nasan Kosh Baruch Yisrael. There are three great gifts, says Rishim Barichai, that Kosh Baruch was given to him. Yisrael V'kulon Ninon L'Yisurin. Kosh Baruch only gave them with Yisurin. Eluhain. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Torah Minayin. How do I know the Torah was given in such a way, and it was given to Yisurin Shemar, Ashrei Gevur Shegetzernu Kol, Mitras Slam Denu. Right, happy is a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Yisurin, and then he teaches us Torah. Eretz Yisrael does it kasher yaser, ish is b'no Hashem elokechem yitzrach, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes his child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you, k'si basvei k'Hashem elokechem v'yachal Eretz Tova, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing you to the good land, which means, seemingly, that going to Eretz Yisrael means you're going to have a little bit of Yisurin. That's part of the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. Then we say, Olam Haba, t'ksiv k'nei mitzvah Torah, or v'derechayim tochachos musar. Right? Ner is a mitzvah, right? A candle is a mitzvah. Torah is considered like a light, and Derech Hayim, the way to get life, it's Tochachos Musar, a lot being involved in the Musar the Torah has to give to us. Tani Tana, Kami to Rabbi Yochanan. The Tana says in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isav Torah Gnilos Chasadim. Anybody learns Torah, anybody does Gnilos Chasadim, and Kovir Esbanov, and Chas V'Shalom. Right, I guess we'll say Kovir Esbanov. The way that we're saying over here, it sounds like we're saying Ha Kovir Esbanov. Right, it sounds like if you're learning Torah, Gnilos Chasadim. And then you cover your banim ochlin al kol v'nosav. You're a mechila. You get a mechila for all of your sins. Amad l'riyach bishlam atar gemil son yosiv v'chazon emes yichub ravon. Torah and gemil chosanim. I understand. It says v'chazav emes. Right? Yichub ravon. Chesed is gemil chosanim. Shem roed yitzadaka v'chesed im tzachayim tzadaka v'kavod. If you chase after tzadaka chesed, you will find chayim tzadaka v'kavod. So that's considered chesed. Emes zu torah. Shem emes kana al tin kor. You should buy the Torah. Right? Never sell it. A kovir is banim. How do I know that kovir is banav is mochel you for all of your sins. Tanaleihu Saba Mishum de Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right? So in front of Rabbi Yochanan, there was an old man who said the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Asi Avon Avon. Rabbi Yochanan, if you know, Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rav. Rav was a Talmud of Rav Meir. Really, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but Rav did see Rav Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi from Rav Meir. Rav Meir was a contemporary of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So he's a couple generations afterwards. So this old man may very well have been connected to Rav Shimon bar Yochai in some way. Also, Avon Avon, Ksiv Avachasim Yichub Ravon, Ksiv Avon Meshalom Avon Avos Alchik Baneihem. It says Avachasim Yichub Ravon, says Avon over there, and it says Meshalom Avon Avos Alchik Baneihem, that the Avon of the Avos went to the lap of their children. Rabbi Yochanan Negayim Banim in Yisurin Shalava. Rabbi Yochanan said Negayim and Banim are not Yisurin Shalava. If a person has Negayim and Banim, so we say Negayim low. Wait a second, Saras is not Yisurin Shalava. Tanya, Kol Mishi Yesh Bo Echo and Me'arba Maros Negayim. Halal, anybody who has any of these four different Maros Negayim, there are four different whites of the Torah. Selvei Nolim Mizbeach Kapara. It is considered Mizbeach Kapara. It's clearly Mizbeach Kapara. So we say Mizbeach Kapara. Yeah, they're Mizbeach Kapara. They're a way of getting rid of sins of yours, and they're considered Kapara. But Yisurin Shalava Lohava. But they aren't Yisurin Shalava. You always say Halam Lohu. Another answer is it depends on where you are. If you're Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, then it's really Yisurin. But in Bavel, it could be Yisurin Shalava. It's a possibility. But in Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, Sharei Chomu Kedoshes Bo, and the Metzorah has to be sent out from them. But in Bavel, you don't get sent out. So it's Yisurin Shalava in Bavel, but not in Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of kashas in that Rashi. Does that really happen after the Beis Mitzvah is destroyed? The Ibaisema, Habazin of Farazi, it depends if it's in a private area, a public area. In a public area, that's not Yisurin Shalava. In a private area, it's Yisurin Shalava. So we're saying right now, they are Yisurin Shalava. If it's in Bavel, they are Yisurin Shalava, or if it's Betzina, or it's not Yisurin Shalava at all. Never, it's Mizbeach Kapara, it's different. Ubanim lo, what is it? Children is not Yisurin Shalava, Yechidami, what's the case? E, limit ha'flu v'mesu, if a person had children, and they died, Rabbi Yochanan, din garmed asi rabir. This is the bone of my 10th child, right? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children. Rabbi Yochanan himself would not say the banim aren't Yisurin Shalava, that would be horrible for himself. That means that he doesn't get Yisurin Shalava. Hadu lo havle klal. Must be that he didn't have any at all. Hadavlu v'mesu. But if you have children and they die, then it's Yisurin Shalava. If you don't have any at all, we say that's not Yisur Shalava. If you have them and they died, then it's considered Yisur Shalava, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan had. Rechi Barabba Cholash. Rechi Barabba then got six. Now we're going to have four stories, one after the other, that are similar to one another. About Yisurin. Rechi Barabba got sick. Ola Gabri Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. I'm the Chavinu Lechel Yisurin. Do you want the Yisurin? Melelo Hein Velo Scharin. I don't want them. I don't want the reward that comes from having the Yisurin. Lehavli Yadcha. Give me your hand. Yavli Yadiv Ukme. He gave him his hand, and Rabbi Yochanan was able to get him better. Rabbi Yochanan Chalosh. Rabbi Yochanan himself got sick. Ola Gabri Rechinim. Rechinina came to visit him. I'm the Chavinu Lechel Yisurin. Do you want the Yisurin? Melelo Hein Velo Scharin. I don't want them. I don't want their schar. I'm the Havli Yadcha. Give me your hand. Havli Yavli Yadiv. Give him his hand. But Ukme, he was able to make him better. Rabbi Chanina was able to make Rabbi Yochanan better. Amai Lukim Rabbi Yochanan Afshe. What did he need Rabbi Chanina? His help for? He should just do it himself. If he's able to help Rechia Barabba, then shouldn't he be able to help himself? Amri in Chavash Matar Asim V'Yisasurin. No. Somebody who's in jail cannot release himself from that jail. So Rabbi Yochanan was not able to do it to himself. Rabbi Elazar Cholash. Rabbi Elazar Bar Padis, one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. He got sick. Rabbi Yochanan came in to visit him. Chazadahu Havagagana B'Yisafal. He was sitting in a very dark area, a very dark house. Rabbi Elazar was super poor. Goli Darvin Afal Nahura. So Rabbi Yochanan revealed his arm and a light came in the room so they could see. Chazad Havagabachi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was crying. Amalei Mai Kabachi said, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you crying for? Mishum Torah Lo Afasha is because you didn't learn enough Torah yet. You're young. It doesn't matter however much you do or how little you do, as long as you have Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. If you don't have any food, not everybody gets two tables, one in Olam Hazeh and one in Olam Haba. Rabbi Elazar was super poor, as we'll learn in Tainus. He couldn't afford it. If it's because you have children, look, I've lost 10 children. So what else could you need? I'm crying because the beauty that you have, Rabbi Yochanan, the last remaining beauty of the Beis HaMikdash is going to eventually be in the ground, and it's no longer to be seen. That's what I'm crying about. Amalei al da vade kabochis. And that, you definitely should cry. Bochadavar, they both cried. Rabbi Yochanan turned to Rabbi Elazar. Do you want these? Amalei lohim loscharin. I don't want them. I don't want the schar that comes from them. Amalei havli yadcha yavli yad v'ukme. He's able to get him up. That's the third statement right over here. Then comes Rav Huna. Rav Huna tekipalei arba mea doni dechamra. Rav Huna, 400 barrels of wine ended up going bad, and they all became vinegar. Ola gabi Rav Yehuda achva de Rav Salach Hasid v'Rabbanan. Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salach Hasid and the Rabbanan, they came to go visit him. They wanted to say, like, I'm so sorry that this happened to you, Rav Huna. V'amilu Rav Adav Rav Rabbanan. Some say Rav Adav Rav, and the Rabbanan came by v'amilei, and they said to him, la'ayim v'amilei. Perhaps there's something, check out your deeds. Maybe there's something you did to deserve this. Do you suspect me? Am I suspected in your eyes? Do you think I did something wrong? So they said to him, do you suspect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for no reason? If there's anyone that heard anything about me, then please say it. We did hear something about you. That you didn't give to your sharecropper, the person who was taking care of your field, you didn't leave him any of the twigs or the sticks that normally we have a minig of leaving. Said Rav Huna, wait, did he leave me anything? He was stealing everything. I had to take whatever I could get. That's exactly what people say. After a ganav comes another ganav. And it tastes good, right? Because you want to steal back from the ganav itself. So yes, you're to blame. You're supposed to leave it for him. I accept upon myself that I'm going to give him those sticks and everything left. Some say that the vinegar turned into wine. Some say that the price of vinegar went up and it was sold for the value of wine. Either way, Rav Huna did not lose any money because he was willing to give it back. We have two dots toward the end. Tanya, we have a price. There were two things that I worried about, that I was upset about all the days of my life. I always wanted my tefillah to be right by my bed, that I would daven right by my bed. That my bed should always be facing north-south. That it should be in front of my bed. What does that mean? If it should be mamish in front of my bed, right? Rav Yonah Rav says in the name of Rav Shulman Levi, some say it's Rav Shulman Levi, that where do we know that a person who davens should not have anything interrupting between him and the wall itself, that he should daven mamish in front of the bed? How do we know that? Mamish in front of the wall, not even a bed in between. Shamar, yes, Chizkiel panavalakir v'yispalel. Chizkiel turned his face to the wall, and he davened that way. So we already know that. We know Lifnei Mitasi, right, should not be the way that a person davens. A person should daven in front of a wall, not have a bed in front of him. So what does it mean, lifnei mitasi? Lo tamen lifnei mitasi, ema somoch lemitasi. It means daven, not in front of your bed, but near the bed itself, that it should be close to the time when you wake up. That the bed should be between north and south. In the name of Rabbi Yitzchak says, anybody who puts his bed north-south, he's going to have male children. Your hidden ones, they should fill up. They should be satisfied with children. Not only that, but a wife does not have miscarriages if the bed is between north-south. The tzafon, your stomach will be filled. It also has been over there that her days filled when it came to her giving birth, and there were twins inside her stomach. So we say bitnam bitna, right? That's the idea behind it. So therefore, we know that there's going to be the way to say, always have the bed north-south. There's a way of having the bed east-west as long as the person is sleeping north-south, but either way. Two dots. Atani Abba Bin Yomar, the second statement of Abba Bin Yomar, three lines up on the bottom. Omar, Shnaim Shnechnus Lispal, Vakarim Echamim Lispal, Lohim Tinetz Chav Rabbi Yotza. Two people go into Davin Marv. One of them gets up and leaves early from davening and does not wait for his friend, and he goes out and he leaves his friend there. Remember, their shoals used to be in the fields back then. It was dangerous. We tear up the tefillah in front of Hashem. What are you leaving somebody there for in the land? You uprooted the tzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his place into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzur has given birth to you in a weakened state. It's going to be something bad. You're causing the Shekhinah to leave, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu tears up your tefillah. What happens if you wait for him? What's the scan review? So Rechinu Zochel Brachos Alalu Shem Luik Shaftel Mitzvot V'Yikin Arshel Amecha Yitzkatzka Kalayom V'Yikachos Areich V'Tzatzei Me'Acha. So Rabbi Yosef Rechinu says you Zochel the following Brachos, five Brachos that we know about over here. If you only listen to my mitzvos, then everything should be peaceful. Your tzidkus will be like the waves of the sea. There will be like your children will be like the sand. V'Tzatzei Me'Acha will be all over the place. There are two other Brachos that are mentioned over here. We'll stop with that. Four lines down in Vav and Aleph.